16 whooping cranes that were raised in central Wisconsin this summer have made it to the Chassahowitzka Wildlife Refuge Center in Florida. They joined four or five cranes from the class of 2001 as federal and state wildlife experts try to create a migrating flock of whoopers for the eastern U.S. Last winter, bobcats at the Florida Refuge killed two other migrating cranes when tidal fluctuations prompted the birds to go out of their pens to find the right amount of water in which to roost. But there have been several changes to the site since then. Heather Ray of Operation Migration says the biggest change is that the water level inside the pen should stay more constant.
They have dumped tons of oyster shells into the pool area where the tide would come in, and it's on a gradient level so that no matter what the tide fluctuation is at, the birds can always roost in water. As the tide goes out, the birds can, you know, move down on this oyster bed and still be in water, and as the tide comes in, they can move up on it and they'll still be in water, so they will hear predators approaching.
Officials at the Florida Refuge say it took 300 helicopter loads to bring in all the oyster shells. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.